now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Help, Bubble!
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
After the medical scientists told us to prepare for an eventual pandemic, and after we saw countries that adhered to the advice from these scientists do much better than those who did not, naturally people put two and two together and came up with a series of conspiracy theories about COVID-19. I followed some of these conspiracy theories for the past few months, and I have yet to find a truly logical villain in any of them. Bill Gates doesn't need to implant a chip. He already knows everything about me. Jeff Bezos knows what kind of underwear I wear. No, I have come up with my very own conspiracy theory with a class of villains who will truly enrich themselves with COVID-19. Pray heed. Many of us are working from home now, incurring costs and debts. Daycare stops and starts, schools come and go, kids bounce between parents and grandparents. Some people receive government funding, some don't. Isn't it obvious who's behind all this? No way will you be able to do your own taxes next year. Credits, debits, deductions. You will have to go to an accountant. Accountants. We'll have to go to them. We'll bid for their services. We'll beg for their help. Now, trust me. There's a CPA behind all this, and as a conspiracy theory, it does add up. Well, let us step away from that for a moment and get right into the music. Here's Ed Sheeran and Galway Girl.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you want a drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with John riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar, then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. And then she beat me at pool. And then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool. After dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. Acapella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room swear she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little Galway girl. Closing time, I was holding her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine. As we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little Galway girl.
My Galway girl.
House, a nice little set, some of which was composed in flight between Amsterdam and Minneapolis. Before that, Ed Sheeran, joined by North Irish group Bioga and Galway Girl. Now here's the Ducks. You go east, I'll go west. Thank you. Ducks, originally from Winnipeg, and lately from Nashville. You go east, I'll go west. Do stick around for more songs from east, west, north, south, and in fact, all over the world. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Pique la baleine, je veux naviguer.
Pique la baleine, j'en ai baligné.
Pique la baleine, je veux naviguer.
Au mille mers, j'ai navigué.
Hop, les bouées, oula, oulala.
Au mille mers, j'ai navigué.
Hop, les bouées, oula, oulala.
Pique la baleine, j'en ai baligné.
Pique la baleine, je veux naviguer.
Pique la baleine, j'en ai baligné.
Pique la baleine, je veux naviguer.
Des mains de nord.
Pique la baleine, je veux naviguer.
Pique la baleine, j'en ai baliné.
Pique la baleine, je veux
Frigg, named after the Scandinavian goddess, and Hakkasen, really. Before that, the Dreadnoughts and Pic la Baleine. Now, just to keep me on my toes with pronunciation, we have another language. Here's Siva and Azul. That means blue in Spanish or Portuguese.
Of clay, who would have us burn as witches for what we do? Yankee Dandy, dear, my darling, don't you cry.
We'll count the claps of thunder as we dance on boggy ground, and we'll sing an ancient canticle without making a sound. Don't believe them, darling, 'cause summer's coming. Trouble deep, we've been given keys to keep, and we've fallen asleep. See, in the night they come, the spirits of the air, messing with your hair.
Ghost in Our House and Summer is a Comin'. And for very much of the world, summer is certainly here. Do stick around, though, because we have Bioga coming back. We heard them before with Ed Sheeran. We hear they're on their own. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
melodic by nature, musical by acquisition, bent on global conquest.
Just furnish us with the appropriate drugs and then leave the room, please.
Or not.
You're tuned to the best in contemporary Celtic.
You've got your Kilt Twist with Patricia Fraser. Ah!
To my brain, I'm either feeling very good or else I am insane. The seeds of doubt you planted started to grow wild, and I feel that I must yield before the wisdom of a child. And it's love you pray that I can't deny. With your wings I can learn to fly. Try to talk to me, their words are of a sound, but I resist all their attempts to try and drag me down. I turned on to the sunset like I'd never done before. I listen for your footsteps and you knock upon my door. And it's love you pray, dreams of bluer skies.
Tunes there. First of all, we heard from Bioga and Dolan's at 6 a.m., named for Dolan's Warehouse in Limerick. 6 a.m. You know, I've been throughout the British Isles and I can never get used to your licensing hours. Then, of course, Barley Juice and Sweet Young Thing. Now, that was originally done by the Monkees, and one of my claims to fame is that I actually met Mickey Dolan's once, and he was charming and incredibly smart. Care for a drink? Mudmen have some old black rum.
To the Father and the Holy Ghost. on me like a doll wrapped around my leg. Because the old black rum's got a hold on me. Will I live for another day? Hey, will I live for another day? So I drank all my money, I slept out in the rain. Every day is different, but the nights are all the same. You'll never see the sun on the old black rum. Tonight, I'll do it again. Because the old black rum's got a hold on me.
Kenzies and the Ballad of Corporal Hornburg. That is from their most recent album, Beer and Loathing. You're listening to Celt in a Twist? Stick around. We have more great Celtic. I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day.
Our Cosmic Celtic play for today is Celtic Whispers by Mike Surratt and Aoni. But first, this thought to ponder from Miguel de Unamuno. Some people will believe anything if you whisper it to them.
Oh,
Playing by Sharon Shannon. Before that, also Accordion Playing by Mike Surratt. That was Sharon Shannon and Sacred Earth. Thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calca Pirate Communications. Our producer is Cal Coate. We will be going out today with Damien Dempsey and Chase the Light. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Staring at this borrowed photograph of my ancestors who've long since disappeared. I wonder, did they lead a timid life, or did they grab the bull by the horns and scare their fears? I wonder what advice they give to me. It doesn't take a rocket scientist, it's quite clear. Schools I'm paid to talk, cause there's so much to teach. He laughed one day when he heard me say, I'm worried about turning 29. Son, he said, step out of that head. If you wanna swap, I'll be 29. I wouldn't mind. This is
Communications.